Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And here we are, last day, last show of 2021. So I wanted to kick this off with some entertainment and some good people. So kicking this off, and we're starting this out from MGS Trade School. We're joined by the director, Zeke Stout. How are you doing, sir?
Good. How are you, man?
I'm okay.
I can give you the entertaining. I don't know. The good people, but I don't know if we'll be entertaining or not.
So. I'm sure we will be.
Yeah.
I'm sure we will be. I have confidence in this. So, have you started the GAT marketing or the GAT daily podcast yet?
Yeah, I hadn't started the podcast with them yet, but I wrote a blog for them 2 weeks ago, kind of introducing me and why would you even want to read my blog and. I basically said, I have no idea, but if you like it, just keep reading it. So,
well, I mean, you've been around in the gun industry in various shapes and forms. Some that most people have never been on TV, for example, in the gun industry.
Yeah.
So I could see where that would be a thing. But, Zeke's going to be the voice of the GAT Daily podcast. That'd be cool.
I'll be doing like a co-hosting gig with Keith, I believe.
Okay.
Yep.
So what are you guys going to cover?
I have no idea yet. We haven't even gone that far. he was talking to me about it. I said, well, what's the commitment? Because I committed to do some stuff for Bill too. And he was like, once a week for an hour. And I was like, all right, cool.
Yeah. You can make that happen, no problem at all.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Easy breezy. So you got big plans for New Year's?
No.
No? Are you gonna lay in bed and watch movies?
Okay, so check this out. So today I did an early morning fill in at a local radio show where I had to do a 4-hour radio show. Then I had to pre record the weekend show, Gun Owners News Hour. And now I'm doing this. So at the end of the day, I will have published 8 podcasts. I will have done 7 hours of live radio.
See, I want to be able to do that. I love radio. We talked about it last episode. There's something about radio, even though for it to survive, people have had to evolve. Like you're one of those people going into podcasts and online. But it's just a fascinating media outlet and platform because it can reach so many people during those drive time times. Even now with podcasts, people are going to, plug in a podcast on the way back and forth. And you're reaching millions and millions of people that way.
Yeah, it is changing. It is transforming. I wonder, they tell you that talk radio is a dead format, that it's an antique, and yet it still survives to this day. And I don't know why that is. I know that there's certain types of talk radio that doesn't work at all.
Well, I think the thing that helps is that it's a format that people can put on their phones now, and they can listen to it while they're on a run. They can listen to it on a bicycle, on a motorcycle, in their car, where TV... You kind of have to be standing still or sitting still. I mean, you can't be on a jog looking at your phone screen watching a movie. I'm sure there's people that do it, but, their situational awareness sucks. But, I think it, it's one of those platforms that, you know, people are going to say it's dying. You know, Sirius and XM started kicking off, and people thought terrestrial radio would die because of that, but it didn't. Nobody ever thought podcasts would be what they are. Now, it's tougher in the podcast world from back when I started, because now everybody and their brother has a podcast.
Right.
You know, you can download apps on your phone and just record yourself talking on the way to go eat dinner with your wife, and hey, it's a podcast. But, you know, the ones that can be entertaining, that can put together a good product, I think it's a format that's not going to die anytime soon.
Well, I mean, it's used in a lot of ways. Live radio audience changes every 18 minutes or so. And and I think the gun topic is, as a podcast, I think you can put out a podcast of crazy length and people will listen to the podcast.
Absolutely.
And, despite that, though, the podcast, that gets, like when a podcast, well, for example, what I did today, I'm sure everybody that listens to the podcasts that I put out is probably sitting there going, really? When I get done today, there'll be like 8 podcasts today, really?
Yeah.
You know, so, but I break them up so they can find the ones they want, and the ones they want, they take, and the ones that they don't want, they don't take. But
to the people listening, you should change the mindset from really to, oh, wow, I've got all this content I get to listen to, and I'm not even caught up. Because then what happens is that if they get caught up, they're like, where's the next one? Really?
I know.
You don't have a new one out?
Every time I go to SHOT Show, which, by the way, I'm not going to SHOT Show now.
Oh, you're not? Oh,
nope.
Man.
Nope, can't do it. Got medical stuff happening here with my wife. So.
Oh, man. Well, you want me to set up and do a remote for you? Got the brain turning now.
Okay, now we're going to have to get you to download Tumblr and get you set up and everything. And we might just let you do that. We might just have you. Or maybe we could. I wonder. I'll have to talk to my guys to see if a Tumblr or whatever this is. What is this called? Mumble. Tumble.
I was going to say Tumblr is like an Instagram kind of app.
Mumble. I wonder if they can hook up to Mumble and to me at the same time, and we could simulcast in at the same time.
That could be possible.
You could
be
Zeke,
doable.
Zeke Stout, man on the street.
Don't tell me that. I'll get some crazy questions going.
That's fine. I mean, you know, we got to satisfy the FCC. That's all we got to do. Is Vanessa going to be there?
I don't think so. She's got her newborn. He's a few months old, and I don't think she's going to be getting out to SHOT Show this year.
Okay. Vanessa Boyer is a longtime collaborator of Zeke's. She is. She comes across as sort of a, let's call her a free spirit. She's one of the Mandrell sisters' daughters, Erlene.
Yeah.
Erlene's
daughter, right?
Yep. She is quite the handful and an excellent radio girl. She's really good at broadcasting and that kind of thing. So after we come back from the break, I want to talk a little bit about MGS Trade School, how that's going, and all these other things. And I've got some questions because I've been asking some gun builders about this. So I want to hear your reaction to this, and because I don't agree with them. I believe there's a different dynamic at play here. So I want to see what your take is on that. Besides Gat Daily, well, you know what? Let's just do. We're coming into the break. So MGS Trade School, you can go in there and for less than the price of a Staccato P, you can become a gunsmith. You can get into their curriculum. You can get certified to be a gunsmith. They send enough stuff to you, hands on everything else, to where you're getting to that point to where you're learning how to be a gunsmith. Check them out. mgs.edu. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to a young fellow named Zeke Stout. He runs a place called MGS Trade School.
Yes,
which
sir.
Is a gunsmithing school. Now, I asked Joe Chambers, who runs a place called Chambers Custom. Are you aware of them?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
I asked Joe Chambers whether he thought something like that would be a good place to start to determine whether being a gunsmith would be for somebody, and
mm-hmm.
where typically some, and see, I look at what you're doing, right, as sort of the farm system in Major League Baseball. You're developing talent, letting them develop slowly till they can get to a certain speed, and then you release them, and then they have to go out.
That analogy.
You like that one? Yeah. Well, I mean, like with Joe, of course, Joe was in the major leagues. I mean, he's making a peerless gun and everything else. And I asked him about this, and he told me that he really didn't understand the value of it. And I said, well, Joe, where did you start? I mean, Joe started with, what's his name, Bob Marvel. I mean, that guy. Okay, so like he's like a Jedi master of gunsmithing. And not everybody is going to be able to do that.
No.
Not everybody's going to be able to go to wherever he is and do that. So this, I think, is a excellent springboard for somebody that really wants to get into this and gives them the very basic tools to begin with. Don't they have to have a foundation of some sort?
Absolutely. And what you said before we went to break about, you know, us training people to become gunsmiths, I've started to kind of rearrange my mindset on how I push that narrative forward. And I think it's more of, we're going to give you everything you need to make yourself become a gunsmith. It's just like you and I have talked before, you know, people can go to Harvard Med School, you know, the cream of the crop in med school, but they can still be a crappy doctor. They get all the knowledge that all the other doctors get. They just don't apply it correctly. So we'll give you that knowledge. And if you want to be those names that you just laid out there, these are top-notch creators and gunsmiths and engineers and gun manufacturers. You can do that with the knowledge that we provide you. You can do that with what we give you and keep learning and keep learning and keep learning. And one of the goals I have is down the road somewhere is to have like a continuing education for gunsmiths. As new stuff comes out, you know, we'll have like a little continuing education program for that.
Right.
But it's something where like how good of a gunsmith and how successful you are is how much you apply yourself to what we give you.
Well, I mean, I know like in the military, when I was in the military, you know, I went to the various schools and everything else, but it wasn't until I got to my unit where they actually taught me how to employ the knowledge that I had. And like in my case, in the beginning, I was in communication. So I go to my unit and all the equipment that I learned on in school, in COMO school, I get there and they have the generation before that. So I had to regress, and then they got the new equipment and they were like, oh, wow, this is great. This is marvelous. I was like, let me show you how it runs through. And then I was in my happy place. But I think that any school is simply is prepping you for what's coming, because I don't think you're actually going to. And do your people actually go out there and look for you know, high-end gunsmiths to maybe intern with and learn their method?
Absolutely. And we can help the students facilitate stuff like that. So we can get them set up with different field study programs. We get called all the time from manufacturers saying, hey, we need some people that are willing to work for nothing, but they're going to learn a ton. Send us out to your students and let us know. And so we've got a good working relationship with a lot of the manufacturers out there where we can set those things up for them.
See, I think that's a splendid idea. I think getting out there, and there's some of them, like for certain guns, like CZ or Ruger, that have a variety, or SIG, any of those that make a variety of different guns, like all of those I just mentioned, CZ doesn't have one, but like SIG and Ruger have a 1911. But they also have striker-fired guns. They have polymer guns.
Wasn't the CZ-75 based off of the 1911 platform?
No.
I mean, I know it's not even close, but I mean, it's still that hammer-fired, heavier steel.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is that. But I mean, it's definitely Czechoslovak.
Oh yeah, that's my competition gun right now. The CZ TSO orange.
Really?
Oh, that's nice.
I haven't shot one of those yet. They are sponsors of the show, so They've been having trouble getting guns and such. I'll be reaching out to them. But I think that something like this is where the future Bob Marvels is going to come from. Because
absolutely.
Well, I mean, what I'm seeing, like Jesse James, he got out there and he decided he was going to be a gunsmith after he'd been building motorcycles. I've never seen one of his guns. Is he any good?
I've never shot one. I've seen one, I've held one, but I've never got a chance to shoot one. So I don't want to, from everybody I've talked to that has shot his guns, both his rifle and his 1911, or 2011, or wait, has he done 2011 yet? But 1911s, they all love his stuff. They all say they're great shooters because he doesn't mass produce them. He like custom does each gun, as they come along. So from what I understand, it's some really good stuff that he's pushing out.
And like I'm a 2011 kind of guy. I got a 2011. Well, I got a 2019 sitting in front of me. I got a Chambers 2019. Yeah. So
nice.
Yeah, I just found that interesting when I was talking to Joe, because I don't think Joe knows about that, and I don't think the majority of gunsmiths out there, they're so busy that they actually have time to take and look around. But I mean, like in Joe's case, Joe has three other people working for him, and that's as far as he wants to take it.
Yeah.
So well, he is.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, he makes about 120 guns a year
mm-hmm.
in a good year. And that's where he wants to be for various reasons. Yep. But, I mean, for people like Dan Wesson.
Yep.
Yeah, I could. Dan Wesson would be a great place to intern. That'd be a great Absolutely. Place to intern. So
And gunsmithing is such a I don't want to call it a dying art, because I don't feel like it's dying yet, but I can count on one hand in Tennessee the gunsmiths I know that are reputable that I'd take it to. I'm not saying the other gunsmiths in Tennessee are not. It's just, you know, if I think gunsmith, you know, where I'm at in Memphis or Nashville or Knoxville, I can name off all three or four that are well known in that area.
Right.
And but they're constantly slammed. You know, they're nonstop, just backed up, you know, can't take anything else in the shop because they're backed up for a month or two.
Hang on for me.
Yeah.
Yep. We're coming up on the next break talking to Zeke Stout from MGS Trade School. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden and Russia President Vladimir Putin held a Thursday phone call as tensions mount over the Ukraine crisis.
President Biden spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin during a phone call. It's the second in the past month. The White House says tensions at the Ukrainian border and Ukraine's potential admission to NATO were some of the primary talking points. Putin, who asked for the call, said that Ukraine's entrance into the defense alliance would amount to a security threat to Russia. Biden has told Putin in the past that Russia would face harsh economic punishment if it moved military against Ukraine. From the USA Radio News Pacific Pacific Northwest Bureau. I'm Wendy King.
Philadelphia police say two gunmen shot six people and fired dozens of shots on a street full of businesses late Thursday. One woman and five men sustained gunshot wounds. You're listening to USA Radio News. Gas prices in the U.S. continue to climb, and they show no signs of dipping back down to the prices Americans saw 1 year ago. Carrie Sheffield with the Independent Women's Forum told Fox News the Biden administration is to blame.
If this White House actually cared about having a better oil supply, which would make the prices go down, then Joe Biden wouldn't do things like canceling the Keystone Pipeline. He wouldn't do things like putting mandates with their SEC and all the Green New Deal regulations, which are just barreling across the way and rolling back a lot of things that the Trump administration put in place to help lower the fuel prices.
Tens of thousands of Colorado residents have been driven from their neighborhoods by wind-whipped fires. Now people are anxiously waiting to learn what's left standing after the flames burned an estimated 580 homes, a hotel, and a shopping center. The fires erupted Thursday outside of Denver following an extremely dry fall and a winter so far that's nearly devoid of snow. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Zeke Stout, he's the director at MGS Trade School, and in addition to a multimedia personality out there across the fruited plain, if you will.
You caught me earlier. I had a mouthful of peach yogurt. I'm like on this everything peach. I love peach stuff right now. I'm just on this kick. You'd think I was pregnant or something like that.
I had after I had the heart attack, I had to quit drinking soda. So I started drinking carbonated like Perrier or San Pellegrino.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I drink a lot of that. And the other day, I discovered that I could drink sugar-free Gatorade, which is just like an explosion of flavor after 6 years of nothing but water and coffee. So
yeah.
I get it, man. I do get it. I get it.
Yeah.
So with MGS Trade School, would there ever be a day where you could see yourselves maybe offering, and I don't know if you could do it off site and maybe save cost on that, or where you would make some deal with some of these manufacturers to let them do some training there on site, and
that is definitely in the works. Because it's not curriculum based, I can actually talk about that a little bit.
Sure.
Anything curriculum based, because we're accredited, we can't talk about it before it's actually approved and out. But one of the things I would like to start doing is have field studies at manufacturers, at different gunsmith shops, to where they can go and get, you know, educated on, you know, Glock or SIG or, you know, even Chambers or Nighthawk or CZ, anybody like that, where they can go and do some work with these companies and get that hands-on with them.
I would think, given what's been happening lately with all of these companies relocating out of these various blue states where they've operated for years, that might be a little easier to find somebody local there, wherever they may be, right? Or at least within commuting distance.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Now, see, that with that, I could really see that beginning to expand certain things, because the sky becomes limit, right? If this guy, if your pupil wants to be an M16 specialist or an AR-15 specialist, well, you just find something. You make that deal. So they want to be 1911s or striker-fired guns. Are all striker-fired? Now, I don't know the answer to this, but are all striker-fired guns basically the same in mechanical principle as far as the way they work? Or do you know?
Basic concept, yes. Mechanically engineered, no.
Okay.
So the basic concept of having an internal striker without a hammer, yeah, they all have that. But, you know, from the VP9 to the Smith & Wessons to the Glocks to the SIG P320s, they're all different mechanically. Just because, you know, you've got to have, I mean, the people who originated that, they have a patent on that. So people can work around and still have a hammerless firing pin or a hammerless striker, but they're going to have to engineer it different to avoid the patents that other companies have on theirs.
Right. Okay. That makes sense.
Yep.
I see that. I'll tell you what I'm looking to see. I'm waiting to see if somebody actually develops this.
What's that?
A striker-fired 2011.
Ooh. Well, wasn't that kind of what the Hudson was going to be before it flopped?
You know, people keep telling me about the Hudson. I have looked at one once, and I don't know anything else about the Hudson.
I can't remember if it was a single stack, though. I can't either.
Huh. I can't either. But every time I bring that up, people say, well, do you know the Hudson? I should look into that, I guess. I'll have to look that up and see what I find out. But if they were to make...
They don't exist anymore, so...
Yeah. You're going to have to look hard. Old videos, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, I did one. I did the desktop review of one at a gun shop one time.
Nice.
I don't remember that much about it, because it never occurred to me to think about it as a striker-fired 2011.
No.
But I've been seeing these guys make these 2011s without a grip safety.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just thinking, well, what else would you have to re-engineer in order to make it work as a striker-fired gun?
Well, and that's one thing. I get the concept of it, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right?
Right.
But we have some of the most brilliant engineering minds in our industry. And I go berserk when I go to SHOT Show and everybody's like, oh, we got a big reveal on Tuesday. Come to our booth on Tuesday. And it's another AR-15. It's like, if we've got these engineering minds that are amazing, which we do, why are we not innovating and trying new stuff? Like, Kel-Tec does it all the time. And, yeah, they have some stuff that has a lot of issues, but they fix them and they keep going and keep building until it works right. There needs to be more of that innovation going on. So I think once we see more of that coming, you'll see the Striker Fire 1911s, 2011s start to happen more often. You know, people, you know, look at CMMG, what they've done with the Mutant. You know, it's a combination AK and AR-15 platform, and it's amazing. I got to shoot one back in October, and it is just the funnest gun to shoot. And they're being innovative. You know, there's a lot of companies that are. But then there's the good companies that are very, very good at what they do. And I'm not saying that it's bad that they just keep doing the same thing, but we got some brilliant minds out there. And I think we need to push more of that design and innovation in our world.
Well, I mean, there's one gun I'm dying to try called the Luwago Alien.
Yes. I have not shot it yet, but I've seen it and it's cool looking. I like the concept.
I've seen people that have shot it. I've watched videos of people shooting it, but without feeling it, it's sort of hard for me to fathom this, how this gun could be that. Because I've got a couple of guns that were, you know, I've got a Terran Tactical Innovations Combat Master, which feels like it has no recoil. I've got this Chambers gun, which feels like it has no recoil. And I'm just wondering, okay, how much more less recoil can you make it feel like when it has none?
Right. Right.
So I'd like to see that. But, yeah, and Kel-Tec and Taurus. Kel-Tec and Taurus seem to take a few risks out there when they're designing stuff. And I like that part of it. I just, I mean, I carried a Taurus gun for 2 years. So I don't have any.
And there's a lot of people that'll bash companies like that just because, oh, well, they came out with crap. But they're coming out with stuff. It's not, and I'm not, like I said, I'm not faulting Glocks because Glock is good at what they do. You know, they nail it. They perfected it just like their slogan says. So they stick with it. But there are companies like the Kel-Tec, the Tauruses, the Chambers, the Nighthawk, the STI, which is now Staccato, that are pushing that envelope of innovation. And yeah, there might be some malfunctions and some issues in the beginning, but I keep going back to Kel-Tec as an example. Look at the Sub 2000 and the KSG when it first came out. People were like, that is the weirdest looking thing. Then they bought it and it was cool, but then they started having some issues and some malfunctions. And then they bitched about them again. Oh, God, sorry if I couldn't say that. Then they complained about it again. It's that podcast mindset. Sorry.
Yeah, I know. Don't worry about it.
Okay, I think that's legal in radio land. But they complain about it until then Kel-Tec fixed those issues, right?
Hang on for me. Coming up on the break. We'll pick this up. Has nothing to do with the faux pas. But you will be getting... it has nothing to do with that at all. But we are on the break. And mgs.edu, this is where Zeke plies his trade. If you're looking to make to reinvent yourself, this is a... solid way without breaking the bank to do that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Supply lines are down or moving slow, and that most everything costs more these days. But good news, high-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads, they provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay, also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Zeke Stout, the director at MGSTradeSchool.com. Do you see your company, since, and I'm trying not to get into the curriculum some more here, if you would. Do you see your guys maybe actually getting into something to where you might offer a slightly more expensive hands-on, you got to come here kind of class at some point,
like a brick and mortar type place?
Yeah.
I'd like that. I'd like to have a location, maybe a few locations down the road that they can come and get the machining side of it, because we can teach a little bit of the machining safety. But we can't send a lathe to somebody's house. We can't send a CNC machine to somebody's house. So to set up a location where they could come get that machining specifically on guns would be awesome. One of the things I'm looking at as I look for field studies for the students is, do they have machining there where they can get an aspect of that training too? But yeah, it would be great to do that. It's not in any of the plans yet. It's definitely in the back of my mind. There's just a few other things that we're trying to get through first. But yeah, that would be an amazing situation, you know, have 3 or 4 across the country and strategic locations where the students can go and get that hands-on as well.
Well, I mean, CNC machines and mills and all this other stuff, that's becoming a part of guns, sure. Of gun building.
Absolutely is. Well, and the true term gunsmithing,
yes,
you know, you're smithing your own parts. You
right.
know, in the old days, you know, the people have their own machines. They do it by hand. They'd even do some blacksmithing for certain things. Nowadays, you can order most parts at brownells.com. You can order most parts. You can even order some on Amazon. And there are certain things that you may need to have made through a CNC or a machining company. So if you're able to do that yourself and you have access to machine, that's going to make you an even better top-notch gunsmith.
Well, my son, who's drifting around up here, he actually has a forge.
And nice.
He was doing what you're talking about, although he wasn't doing it with guns. He was doing it with knives.
And did he ever watch the show?
Yeah, I think he did once or twice.
Nice.
I think he did once or twice, but he's very, now he doesn't do anything like that for a living. He's a barista at Starbucks now. But
okay.
he still got all of his stuff and everything, and it's amazing what he was able to do. Like, he started, he made a lot of knives out of railroad spikes.
Yep.
A lot of really good knives. The only thing he couldn't do with them is that every knife he ever made, he told anybody if they ever bought a knife from him, he'd say, you got to oil it because I can't coat it.
Right.
So that's the only thing he can't do, and I'm wondering how hard that would be to do with all the other stuff that he can do already. So interesting stuff. When I'm talking about gunsmithing, though, I'm talking about, for me, a gunsmith who can do what you're talking about. He also can eyeball a weapon. Like if your semi-auto is binding up or something, he can pull the slide apart and look at it and find it.
Yeah,
where I'm just looking at it going, this is where it should be. But he'll find the binding part of it.
Right, right. Exactly. And they've been through so many different guns that have come into their shop, and a lot of them the same time, that, you know, grandpa's old gun from, you know, 1903 shows up in their shop, and they've probably seen two or three of them. So they're able to eyeball it. They're able to see, okay, I know exactly what's wrong with that because I've got that experience dealing with that gun. The days of, well, I mean, they're still around because people still do this, but, you know, they build an AR for their buddy, and it's a great shooting AR. So then their buddy tells their buddy, and they build one for them. And then they start calling themselves a gunsmith because they're building ARs for people, when in all reality, you're not. You're an AR builder. The gunsmithing is, if somebody comes in with an old Winchester lever action, you know how to repair, clean, tear apart, put back together everything there is to know about that gun. So there's a difference out there in the type of gunsmiths that are around nowadays. And you gotta vet them before you take your stuff to them too.
Right. Well, see, have you noticed how lever guns are making a comeback?
Mm-hmm.
I have.
They never
one.
Died with me. I was a Western fan, so I was
okay.
A lever action.
I got a Henry's X the other day, and I took it and I put some Ranger Point Precision parts on it.
Uh huh.
And I haven't shot it yet because the gunsmith that I had to take it to, he's one of my sponsors here locally, and he insists that he test fires everything before anybody takes it out and shoots it. So I've still got to take it back to him and let him shoot it.
Sure.
But that's in case there's any velociraptors or Bigfoots living in my town. I'm prepared
for
them.
They're making a comeback.
Yep. Well, I mean, some of these guys out here, is that a gun that's legal in all 50 states?
Lever action, the Henry?
Yeah.
Depends on the capacity.
Mine is 4. I've got a 45-70.
I want to say yeah, but don't hold me to it, because there's some crazy gun laws that keep getting put in place in, you know, Massachusetts and California and Illinois. The Illinois one blows my mind, though, because it's basically just run by Chicago, because most of Illinois is rural farm area.
Right.
And, you know, they're hunters and farmers, and they keep guns, and, you know, then Chicago makes all the rules for the gun world in Illinois. And so it's a little frustrating for a lot of those guys and gals. But, yeah, it's, I think, fairly certain that the Henry lever actions are legal in all 50.
That might be the gun I carry with me. Although then I've got a matching handgun to go with it, a poly 80 framed Glock 20.
Mm-hmm.
10 millimeter.
Nice.
I figure that I don't know what I would do if I shot a 45-70 at a Sasquatch as he's coming down on me, and he's drawing his thumb across his neck like, you're going to die. And if I shoot him with a 45-70 and he don't go down, I might pull out the 10 millimeter and go, I got this too. But, you know, I doubt that there's
10 millimeters make a comeback, though. Like, it died for a while. Like, 10 millimeter just kind of, like, went nothing. And then here in the last couple of years, it's really made a comeback.
Well, I mean, the gun that he built me, the thing I like about the Poly 80s is they're sort of custom gripped. They've already done the grip production on that frame, so Yeah. The big Glocks are big, and this feels better in my hand. But anyway, I want to thank you for first of all, I want to thank you for the support with the show and everything else. Zeke is going to be my guest host in 2022. We're going to get him set up and everything prior to going to SHOT Show, and we're going to try to do something. Yeah.
2022 is tomorrow.
So next week I'll be bugging you. And in addition to that, MGS, they are a sponsor of the show, and I've known Zeke for a bit, going back to other places, so Zeke and I have always gotten along. And plus, I have him dead to rights because I got a picture of him on the wall over here, and every time I shoot a video, he's in the video. So
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's on the TV set. It's on the TV set for the streaming TV show. Which you're still, that's still something you could develop if you want to as well. So, anyway, thank you very much for taking the time to exit 2021 with me. I will treasure these moments always.
Absolutely. I'm going to go back to watching my guilty pleasure that I won't admit to in the gun industry because I would be ousted.
I don't worry too much about that. I get out there, and if it's somebody that's entertaining and they're anti-gun, if they're funny or if it's a good action movie or something, I'll watch it. I don't care.
I'll tell you what it is. Have you ever watched 90 Day Fiancé? It's like a train wreck.
I haven't, but I've heard that about it. I have not watched it, but I've heard that.
It's like so bad that it's good. It's one of those. Kind of like Sharknado. It's so bad it's good.
Thank you very much for joining me today. Happy New Year to you, sir.
You too, Bill. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, it's going to be Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. We're going to do a retrospective here on January 6th right now, next hour. This is Lock and Load.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.